President Bush has released his plan to overhaul the Medicare system. He didn't provide many details yesterday, but the proposal includes prescription drug coverage for elderly people who changed to a privatized health plan. Reaction among lawmakers was reserved. Many said elderly who want to keep traditional Medicare should get more drug coverage than the president is offering. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The president outlined his plan before a meeting of the American Medical Association in Washington, and it was well received. But it may be a tougher sell among seniors who like the system of care and billing they have now. The White House plan would offer wide coverage of prescription drug costs, as well as preventive screening and other medical care. But to get full benefit, seniors would have to switch to a managed care system, similar to a preferred provider organization, or PPO. The president said this centerpiece of his plan would bring Medicare up to date.
A modern Medicare system must offer more choices and better benefits to every senior. All seniors.
Seniors who chose to stay in the traditional Medicare system would receive some benefit, though it would be smaller.
First, seniors who are happy with the current Medicare system should be able to stay in the system and receive help for prescription drugs.
The help would consist of a drug discount card worth an as yet undetermined amount against prescription costs. Medicare would not kick in to help pay until a senior had already spent thousands of dollars, so-called catastrophic coverage. Still, the access to drug benefits for those still in traditional Medicare represented a change in the president's Medicare thinking. An earlier draft of the plan had no drug benefit for seniors in traditional Medicare. That proposal was criticized by Democrats and Republicans. In the halls of the Capitol yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist reacted to the new plan.
I feel very positively about the president's plan. It gives seniors the option to choose the sort of health plan that best meets their needs. It offers an element of universality to prescription drug where all seniors will be able to get some benefit. And third, it is sustainable over time.
But Frist also said the Senate Finance Committee will flesh out the president's proposal. And the Finance Committee chairman, Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, already weighed in. In a written statement, Grassley said seniors who stay in traditional Medicare should get drug benefits similar to those of seniors who switch to the president's managed care option. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders pounced on Mr. Bush's new plan. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said it was scarcely an improvement over the original plan.
President Bush may have revised the packaging, but the details are the same. You can choose your own doctor or you can get help with routine cost of medications, but you can't have both.
Pelosi and Senate Democrats accused the president of trying to force seniors off of traditional Medicare. House Democrats offered their own proposal, which would require seniors to pay a $25 monthly fee and have a $100 deductible on medications. After that, Medicare would pick up 80% of each prescription, and the senior would pay the rest. Pete Stark is a California Democrat.
It's exactly the opposite of what the president does. He would have the beneficiaries pay 75% or 80% or 90% of their drugs, and he's just going to give them a little bit.
The Democrats' plan would also cap the amount of money a senior would have to pay in a year at $2,000. After that, the government would pick up the bill. The Democrats' proposal would cost between $800 and $900 billion over 10 years, more than twice the White House plan. And with the federal budget already running hundreds of billions in the red, with new tax cuts and a possible war just ahead, it's doubtful either plan will muster the support it would need to become law in the near future. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Details of the president's Medicare plan are at npr.org.